Mother's Bridge of Love is a bridge between one girl and two mothers, between China and the world, between the poor and the rich. In this program, Lin Li explores a fascinating and moving example of humanitarian and cultural sharing.
Once there were two women who never knew each other. One you do not remember, the other you call mother. Two different lives shaped to make you one. One became your guiding star, the other became your sun. And now you ask me through your tears, the age-old question unanswered through the years, heredity or environment, which are you the product of? Neither, my darling, neither. Just two different kinds of love.
Since 1991, more than 55,000 Western families have adopted Chinese orphans, and most of them are girls. As they grow up, these children might ask, why didn't my Chinese mommy want me? A huge poverty gap still exists in many parts of China. Millions of children all around the country can only dream of decent education. These children ask, how can I ever go to school? Meanwhile, millions of overseas Chinese children hardly understand their roots. These children ask, what is Chinese culture? The Mother's Bridge of Love charity, MBL, helps to find answers to these questions by building a bridge between China and the world, between the rich and the poor, between children's birth culture and adoptive culture.
This baby wants a cookie.
So, do you know you're Chinese?
Yes.
Yes?
Oh, good. I go to Chinese classes.
How do you speak some Chinese words?
我叫 Jade. 我渴了。
Oh, 我渴了。I'm thirsty. Good. 我叫 Jade. My name is, your name is Jade?
你好吗？
你好吗？ Good. How are you? And you? Can you speak Chinese words?
你好吗？
你好吗？ Oh, great. How old are you?
Three.
And your name?
Rose.
Rose. What are you doing now?
We are playing mummies and daddy.
Jade and Rose are two abandoned Chinese girls. They were adopted by a British couple. Their mother, Emily Buchanan, is an award-winning journalist and the former presenter of BBC Radio 4's A World in a Year.
Yeah, I have two daughters, Jade and Rose. Jade is now six. She was originally from Shanxi province, the far north of it, on the edge of Inner Mongolia, from a little town called Yulin. And we first met her in the provincial capital of Shanxi, in Xi'an, in 2001. And that was a magical moment when they brought her to us in our hotel. She was a fantastically gorgeous, well-fed baby. and we were delighted to have her. And it didn't take very long to really fall in love with her. But it was a nerve-wracking moment when she was brought to us, because to be handed your daughter, who you've never met, and to then be that girl's parent forever, is a daunting thing. I mean, it's one thing giving birth, but this was like a sort of giving birth, except you're giving birth to an 11-month-old, a child who's already developed, who comes from a different culture, from parents you don't even know. And it was a very, you know, it was a very scary experience. But we've been extremely lucky. I mean, Jade is a fantastic girl. She's delightful, she's warm-hearted, she's kind. And, you know, we're really, really proud of her.
It's not easy for people to adopt children. In February 2006, Emily Buchanan published her book From China with Love, A Long Road to Motherhood, which critics have called extraordinarily brave and honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a huge challenge. I mean, adopting children is not an easy option. You're taking on a lot. You're having to deal with some issues of attachment. They've had a certain amount of trauma early on. I mean, we've been lucky because both girls were fostered, and it seems by very kind families, from what we've found out. So, you know, it's certainly not something that you undertake lightly. And indeed, the British authorities make sure that you have to go through an awful lot of bureaucracy to qualify for it. But now that we've done it, I mean, we're thrilled. I mean, we've become parents. We're extremely happy with our two girls. And every day is, you know, both a challenge and a delight, depending on what mood they're in.
The sadness of a life never helped, never shown, never told of how to love. For to know love, for to show love is the bridge, never to be lost and alone.
There are a growing number of adopted Chinese children all over the world. So what kind of problems would they possibly face, and how would they identify themselves? The MBL charity seeks to build a culture bridge between the children's birth culture and the adoptive culture in which they grow up. The Mother's Bridge of Love, MBL, is a charitable organization which was founded in August of 2004 in the UK. The charity is trying to reach out to Chinese children in all corners of the world, including those who have been adopted by Western families, those who have been raised abroad, and those living in China, often in poor conditions. MBL is also striving to introduce a real China to the West, as well as disseminate information about adopted Chinese children's lives and the lives of Chinese in the West to people in China.
Because of the culture difference, because of the time difference, and also because we come from such a difficult roots or difficult time, I don't think in the future, when those girls grow up, they could understand without any help why they were given up by their birth mother, and how could they find out their roots culture, and how could they go back? Is there someone there will hug them or just push them away? So I thought possibly I could do something.
With MBL, I've seen in China people adopting small Chinese girls, and I know people here who have, and in America. And I just think, I don't know how much they will be loved. In a strange way, shouldn't lose their identity. I think being Chinese is important.
At first I was a volunteer here, and afterwards I worked full-time here. Then I found it's quite a good opportunity for me and experience for me.
My ambition is for MBL to grow and grow and to expand its network to meet more and more people who will work with MBL, everyone together, to build the three bridges that we're trying to build, and eventually to help children in the Chinese countryside.
The founder of MBL is Xin Ran, a freelance columnist for The Guardian newspaper and the author of The Good Women of China, Sky by Rail, and What the Chinese Don't Eat. Xin Ran, born in Beijing, was a successful journalist and radio presenter in China before she moved to London in 1997. Her book, The Good Women of China, has been translated into 29 languages and become an international bestseller.
And MBR was set up in 2004. Actually, before that, I have to say, it's come from different reasons. The first reason, I think, was come to my mind in 1980s when I became a radio presenter in China, and it was very first time for me to went to countryside. And when I discovered the life in the countryside is so poor, the huge gap between the city and the countryside, I was very shocked. And also, since then, I told myself I should do something for the poor countryside, particularly for the girls. You know, for them, it's not very easy even to have a right to live or to have a right to go to school and to have a right for them for their own marriage. And secondly, since I started a book tour on my first book called The Good Woman of China, and I've been asked by many, many countries, many, many people about Chinese culture, about Chinese people, about, you know, I was very shocked. And people ask me, is there any swimming pool in China or is there any international airport in China? So obviously, people had very, very little information about modern China and also about truth of China. And the third reason was, since I started writing for Guardian, I got lots of letters from adoptive family. And afterwards, I tried to understand why. I found more than 100,000 Chinese orphans, mainly girls, adopted by over 27 countries. So I'm quite surprised by this result, because I thought quite a lot. As a Chinese mother, so I set up this charity and based on three bridges. One bridge is between China and the rest of the world to help people to understand China more and better than before. And secondly, is between the birth culture and adoptive culture to help those Chinese children was born or adopted by the Western, then they can learn or go back their motherland to see their roots culture. And the third one is to bridge between the poor and the rich.
So why are the numbers of the orphaned girls in China rising? And why don't their birth mothers want them? Emily Buchanan and Xin Ren.
I mean, at the moment when Jade says, you know, couldn't my tummy mummy look after me? I just say, well, she was very poor and she just wasn't able to do it. So, you know, you were given to some people who looked after you, and then we were able to give you a home forever. And gradually that narrative will develop. And she will understand that there were huge social pressures on her birth mother to give up her child. It's not because the birth mother didn't love her. But, I mean, you know, the pressures that are put on a woman to say that you can't keep that girl. I mean, it's just horrendous. You can't blame the woman. You sort of have to blame the social pressures.
Single child policies become very strong, the policy in 1980s. But in fact, in Chinese history, become the law until 2004. That means before that, wasn't it law about this? But the local officials, particularly those uneducated and local officials, took this law as a punishment. So this has made lots of Chinese families lost their property and lost their rights. And also because single child policy for those traditional people in the family, they frighten that and they use technology to analyze or to know this sex first. When they realize this is not the boy, they just give up, the baby girls. So, and the Chinese orphan girls become the huge number of the world.
Look to the west, my child. The wealth is over there. But don't be blind. Don't be fooled. The pain is the same as before, even as you transform your life.
Jennifer Drew Stuke, was adopted when she was 1.5 years old. She's now a doctoral student at the University of California, Berkeley, and currently doing research for her dissertation on adoption from China.
I think I realized I was different when I was about 9, and the children started to ask me questions, or sometimes some of them were very cruel, and they would make jokes or mention things about my eyes, and I completely didn't understand what they were talking about when it first happened. At this point, I went through a stage, let's see, when I was 12, and I can remember it was so traumatic. For the first time, I just came home bawling. I was crying and crying because I just felt this urgent need to find my birth mother when I was 12 years old. And what happened was I was in Maine. We used to summer in Maine every summer at a lake. And my best girlfriend down the street, my summer best friend, she was showing me pictures that her mother had created this inside this scrapbook. And it had pictures of, you know, when she was first born, the first words that she said, the first kinds of food that she liked to eat, things that only someone who was with you when you were first born until you were about maybe a year old would know. And I went home and I realized, I will never know this. I'll never know what my first word was. I'll never know what I first liked to eat or didn't like to eat. I won't know anything until the age of when I was adopted by my American parents. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And so my mom said, you know, don't worry, we'll take you back to Taiwan. We'll find your birth mother. I think one challenge though could be is if your birth mother, for example, is quite young when you were born, it's quite possible, for example, that my birth mother could have another family now, she could have married, and it's also quite possible that her husband doesn't know that she ever had a child before she married. So that's another reason why I would be hesitant, I think, to actually meet my birth mother.
So I think so far, more than 55,000 Western families adopt the Chinese children. I've been traveled quite a lot. I met at least over 20 the families over 20 countries. Most of them, they really love their kids, you know. But I think a bigger problem is not they have the right to adopt them, is how to help their children to identify who they are.
Oh, I would say I'm definitely Chinese American. So I think that in terms of how I identify, I would definitely say that I'm Chinese American. I think that a lot of the challenges that other fellow adoptees, Asian adoptees in California face are similar to the challenges faced by communities of color in California and in America in general. So, for example, there is a huge Asian American population in California. A lot of Asian adoptees from South Korea, from China, from Vietnam. And so essentially, I think that a lot of them face these challenges regardless of whether or not they were adopted. As you might know, Amy Tan, Maxine Hong Kingston, a lot of novelists, for example, have written about Chinese American identities in the United States.
Well, there's no doubt that we do more to do with China and Chinese people than we would have done without them. I mean, it's not to say that we're not interested in China, but certainly having them makes it more of a necessity that we make an effort to introduce Chinese culture into our lives periodically, and that we let them make friends with Chinese people.
So my question is, I think it doesn't matter what your parents, what this couple wanted. Very important is to help children to build up the space, to help them to grow this interesting. Then they can choose by the interesting. So this is why MBR try to help them to have lots of their culture events. Then children can touch and play in Chinese way.
Hello, my name's John McGovern and I work for MBL and I'm in charge of networking and fundraising parts as well as part of the daily management of our office, head office here in London. So we have many projects and we do many events, mostly based in London and the UK here. We do three events annually for the first bridge, the bridge between China and the West. We always get very positive feedback from the adoptive families who are really keen on holding more events with MBL because of the children, when they see Chinese dancers and the fans and the handkerchiefs that the dancer uses in the dance and the bright costumes, the children are always very excited.
Hello, my name's Alicia. I have been a volunteer for Mother's Bridge of Love, the organisation run by Shinran in London since last year. I usually work there one day a week or organise things at SOAS for us to do at MBL, and was really interested in the kind of work that they did. And so I just went along to talk with John and Shinran in the office and learn about the sorts of things that they did helping Chinese children that are growing up in England and adopted children, and I was particularly interested in the kind of the work that they did with the sort of the poor children and disabled children back in China, sponsoring them. So I was really, really keen to work for them, and I think I've learned a lot from being there. I'm actually working at MBL itself is great.
Actually, very beginner. I think people had no idea when we tried to explain this Chinese culture events, because people's understanding based on their own knowledge and their own culture. So it's not many supporters, honestly. But when we tried, when we started since 2005, we send the volunteers who are very good treated about the children, about the music, about dance, about, you know, even some funny figures, magic. Then you can see the children really fascinating about this, and they are just so fresh by what they saw, include their parents, you know. Something happened, my volunteers, they told me they are so touched and moved when they saw lots of the children, you know, try to take part in some dancing or some games, because sometimes the items or stuff is quite limited, so we have to arrange the children in the group by group. Then you can see when our volunteer said, okay, Chinese girls come first, then you see that lots of the Western face children still wanted, then those little Chinese girls push them away, say, you're not Chinese, look at your face, I'm Chinese, this is for Chinese. Then those Western babies cried to their parents, say, oh, mom, I want to be Chinese. And the mom always say, oh, my sweetheart, it's too late. So this kind of feedback, I think it's very important for those children adopted from China to have this kind of national or maybe nature pride. What they are, who they are, you know, what is Chinese culture? Is something can make the society, can attract the other people, and can fresh the world, you know. So you can see those children when they played, sometimes actually lots of the audience or include the parents, so they really in tears at this.
MBL, as the founder Xinran has said, is still very young and still needs more people and government support.
The idea I start, but at the moment I'm struggling. I'm struggling with the support because a lot of people couldn't understand how important this will be. Lots of people can't see the long future. They just see what's happening around them. And secondly, because this charity is between the British and the Chinese, or I'd say Westerners and Chinese, so for both sides, they have the feelings, oh, there's nothing to do with me. You know, like people said, oh, this is for Chinese. Why? Chinese government don't support them. Then Chinese government said, oh, they're just for overseas Chinese. They should be supported by local, you know. But I do believe, like you play the piano, yeah. If without something between the black and the white, you never play the beautiful music.
For it is the bridge of love, the only bridge, dear child, and the same to be said of humanity, never to be lost and alone.
A mother's love is regarded as the greatest love in the world, but I would say the love from adoptive mothers is the most generous. I was very touched by the words that Emily wrote at the end of her book. And as Jade and Rose grow up, if they ever ask me whether I see them as second best, I'll be able to scoff at the mere suggestion. They are the most enchanting daughters any mother could possibly ask for. Of course, it would be for them to decide whether the mother they were given matched up.
Well, I want them to be happy and confident and at peace with themselves about who they are, what they, you know, they can choose what they want to be. They may be interested in China, they may be interested in South America, they may be interested in going and living in the States, for all I know. I've no idea. But as long as they're happy and make choices because it's what they really want to do, that's the main thing. And also that they have a... They grow up to be at peace with the very traumatic start they had in life. I think it's important that they make peace with the Chinese culture, a culture which, after all, because their birth parents rejected them, it's essentially a culture that rejected them, essentially because they were girls. So I think that whole trauma has got to be dealt with later. And I just hope that they get over it and that they enjoy Chinese culture and enjoy visiting China.
Once there were two women who never knew each other. One you do not remember, the other you call mother. Two different lives shaped to make you one. One became your guiding star, the other became your sun. The first one gave you life, and the second taught you to live it. The first gave you a need for love, the second was there to give it. One gave you a nationality, the other gave you a name. One gave you a talent, the other gave you aim. One gave you emotions, the other calmed your fears. One saw your first sweet smile, the other dried your tears. One sought for you a home that she couldn't provide. The other prayed for a child, and her hope was not denied. And now you ask me through your tears, the age-old question unanswered through the years, heredity or environment, which are you the product of? Neither, my darling, neither. Just two different kinds of love.
This program is for birth mothers and adoptive mothers all over the world. If you provide aid, care and educational support for less fortunate Chinese children, please visit the MBL charity website www.motherbridge.org and make your donation. Your support will improve the lives of Chinese children from country to country and village to village. Mother's Bridge of Love was produced and presented by Lin Li.